Well, before we knew Gordon Ramsay, Jamie Oliver, Nigella Lawson, even before the galloping gourmet Graham Kerr, came the original celebrity chef, Julia Child. The story of her life and her influence on cooking and the inspiration she provided to millions of women across America is the focus of a new documentary. It's called Julia.
Julia was more than a cook. She was a cultural force. She changed America.
We need to tell how important this woman is, was, will be.
You could say Julia, and everybody knew it was Julia Child.
This is Julia Child. Bon appétit.
Betsy West is the coordinator of the new documentary called Julia. Betsy West, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Fran. Nice to be here.
A cultural force changed life for the women of America. How does a chef get to do that, get to be a cultural force?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. You know, I was living in America and eating food before Julia came on the scene, and it was a pretty bland and frozen food filled processed food world that we had. And when Julia Child in the early 1960s burst on the scene and started teaching people how to cook French food and really captivating people with her slightly wacky personality, that really did encourage Americans to start to up their game, their culinary game. And, you know, it certainly happened in my household and I think all around America.
Was it that she was teaching the cooking or demonstrating the cooking of French food, so it was more interesting than the sort of more bland affair that you were describing? Or was it that she was on television doing this? Did we have women or men, for that matter, cooking food on TV? TV hadn't been around a long time before she hit the screens in the 60s.
Yeah, there were a few chefs who were on television, but they weren't as mesmerizing as Julia Child. I mean, I think this was a person kind of born for television. She was in her 50s. She was very tall and sometimes gawky, but she was totally authentic. She spoke her mind. And you know, she made a mistake when she was cooking, and sometimes she would, because back in those days, they do it in a single take, so there was no chance to redo it. She just laughed it off and basically said, okay, here's what you do when the pancakes go flipping out of the pan onto the side of the stove and you ruin this thing. Okay, you can turn it into something else. And I think that audience, it wasn't as if the executive said, oh, we're going to make this woman a star. It was kind of an accident. She went on television promoting her book, Mastering the Art of French Cooking, which is, you know, become an all-time classic. When she went on television, the response from the audience was so overwhelming that they said, okay, let's do a show.
Okay. And how did she, I mean, the claim in the doco, and you build the case, is that she changed the role of women in television, but also the role of women in America. That's a grand claim. How did she do that?
Well, if you think about what women were on television in the 1960s, generally they were petite, they were demure, they were young and pretty. And here comes Julia Child. They were kind of in the background often. Here comes Julia Child. Not only is she a middle-aged woman and rather tall and loud, but she's also telling people what to do, teaching people. And I think we're making the case that she opened up the way for other women on television. She certainly opened up the way for women on in the culinary world. We've talked with a lot of female chefs who just say, you know, that was the first time I thought, wow, maybe I could have a career making food. I think she really was a pretty big game changer. If you look at the way we were eating 50 years ago and you look at how we eat now, a lot of people think that Julia really kicked that off.
Yeah, just I want to digress to that, how you ate in America 50 years ago, maybe not that much different here in Australia, but, you know, 60 plus years ago, cream of mushroom soup and Jell-O with marshmallows were dinner staples. Really?
Yes, that was really good. Yeah, my mother loved that cream of mushroom soup with tuna, the tuna casserole, cream of mushroom soup. We also had hot dog Creole was a favorite of my mother, which was basically tomato sauce with some hot dogs cut up into it.
It was the Jell-O with marshmallows that got me, but I think we have something equivalent here in Australia. I think it was called, I know the listeners will correct me on this, I think it was called the five-cup salad, and one of those cups was marshmallows. Mm-mm.
Yeah, yummy. And you know, if you wanted to make a salad in those days and you went to the grocery store, at least in America, the only lettuce you could find was iceberg lettuce. You know,
well,
the ingredient.
And that's made a comeback as it happens.
Well, yes, it has. I like iceberg lettuce.
I do too. Betsy, let's go to her impact for women too, because I don't think she used this tag, but she was a feminist and an activist. I mean, she lent her name and her fame to some significant causes, risky causes in the US, particularly a woman's right to choose, for instance, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I mean, privately, Julia was a supporter of Planned Parenthood, and then she became a public supporter of Planned Parenthood in the 1980s, and she lent her name to fundraisers, and this was risky for her because Julia didn't have a audience on the two coasts in America. You know, she wasn't speaking to the elites. She had a very broad audience. And I'm sure that some of them did not agree with her on this issue, but she was kind of fearless. I think maybe that's because she became so famous in middle age that she had a kind of confidence, and she just thought, this is the right thing to do, and I'm going to support Planned Parenthood. We were really happy when we found some footage of Julia giving a demonstration at a store in Memphis, Tennessee, and outside there are people picketing Julia because of her stand on reproductive rights. And, you know, she just sloughed it off. It's what she believed in.
She later took a stand on HIV/AIDS too. And, you know, this was a big move from a girl who grew up in a very, very conservative household. When and how did she sort of change her political beliefs, I suppose, her ethical moral beliefs?
Yeah, I mean, this is a part of the Julia's story that we like so much. I mean, Julia was of a generation where people, not everybody, but many people were very homophobic. And Julia was homophobic. She would say things that were not particularly nice about gay people. And at the same time, she had a lawyer, Bob Johnson, who was extremely important to her. And everybody around Julia knew that Bob Johnson was gay, but she was kind of blind to it. And then in the 1980s, Bob Johnson, like so many thousands of other gay people, developed AIDS. And when he told Julia, she really did a complete 180. Not only did she support him as he was dying, but she decided once again to put her name behind the AIDS cause for research, for medical research. This was in 1988, when not many celebrities were speaking out about the AIDS crisis.
And I've also got a cooking wonk question for you too, the one the listeners has asked, whether you could clarify whether Julia Child really did predate Fanny Craddock as a TV chef in the UK. She was famous long before the galloping gourmet Graham Kerr. Do you know anything about the timing of Fanny Craddock?
I don't know the actual timing. I know that James Beard was on television before Julia, but again, not so popular. I don't know when Fanny Craddock was on.
Okay, I'm sure someone will figure that out for us too. Look, Betsy, just finally, I mean, the doco is packed. It's gorgeous, actually. Beautiful archival footage of Paris back in the 50s and the 60s, you know, cafes out in the sun, that kind of thing. It also contains plenty of never-before-seen footage and personal archives of Julia, home videos, even letters, love letters, really. What were you trying to do with this documentary, and how difficult was it to get your hands on that source material?
You know, my partner, Julie Cohen, and I have been saying that in a way the film is like a rom-com. I mean, it has a fantastic love story, which we didn't know as much about until we went into the film and went into Julia's archive. And not only did we find these wonderful letters about Julia's romance with Paul Child, whom she met during World War II when they were both posted in the Far East, but incredible photographs that Paul, who was a very gifted photographer, took of his wife in the early on and throughout their marriage. And this allowed us to really tell a pretty sensual story. And,
okay.
And similarly, you mentioned the food. We also tried to do the food photography to illustrate their romance. It was, you know, it was a sexy marriage.
And it's a sexy doco. Betsy, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Betsy West is co-director of this documentary. It's called Julia, and it's in select cinemas across the country from today. You're listening to RM Breakfast.